you're so busy feeling good that you never question why things are going so well.
When they go low, we get high.
You want
the devil's
why?
Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I tell you no lies. We are returning from the 420 break, returning to talk a little more about the strange and ever-changing case of Ron Johnson. Criminal co-conspirator or just dumb guy? Either way, it doesn't look good.
Can it be both?
Probably. 4 days ago, Rojo on his Twitter account, you know, sort of self-defending, deflecting, if you will, the J6 committee's partisan witch hunt is revealed. They smeared me with partial and incomplete information. This sets the record straight. As I have been saying, this is a non-story driven by corporate media that is complicit in the spreading of the Dems lies. Non-story. Nothing to see here. Move along, right? He continues to say that. Now back to Saliza. I'm going to be a little redundant, but you know, I like how he phrases it. There's a Grand Canyon-sized gap between Johnson's initial explanation, a House staff intern sent something to his office, and his chief of staff tried to pass it along to Pence, and his second story, the false slate, came from Kelly's office, and then he was on an email chain coordinating a way to get the documents in front of Pence. So which is it, Chris Alyssa asked? Well, perhaps it's the further evolution of the story. Because there's new news on this topic. Johnson now says he coordinated the effort to hand off the false elected. Right? This, according to...
I was not involved in this at all.
Except I was, completely.
This, according to Molly Beck at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, the paper of record locally, Ron Johnson now says he helped coordinate effort to pass false elector slates to Pence. But his new explanation drew a sharp and quick rebuke. Let me read a little bit of this for your listening pleasure. After initially claiming to be basically unaware of an effort by his staff to get fake presidential elector documents to VP Pence, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson said Thursday he coordinated with a Wisconsin attorney to pass along such information and alleged a Pennsylvania congressman brought slates of fake electors to his office, a claim that was immediately disputed. The, you know, Pennsylvania congressman part. Evidence presented this week by the U.S. House Committee investigating the J6 attack on the U.S. Capitol showed Johnson's chief of staff tried to deliver the two states' list of fake, fraudulent, corrupted presidential electors for former President Donald Trump to Pence on the morning of the U.S. Capitol insurrection, but was rebuffed by Pence's aide. Now, we've talked about the fact Johnson initially told reporters last week he didn't know where the documents came from and that his staff sought to forward it to Pence.
You know, I was not involved in this at all.
And then he said on Thursday with WIBA AM, again, Icky Vicky, that he had since discovered the documents came from Pennsylvania U.S. Rep. Mike Kelly and acknowledged he coordinated with Dane County attorney, Trump attorney, Jim Troupas, and his chief of staff by text message that morning to get Pence a document Troupas described as regarding Wisconsin's electors. You know, the fake, fraudulent, corrupted criminal electors.
Oh, that's Kelly's, what you were talking about. Oh.
Kelly's office immediately pushed back on Johnson's claim, saying Senator Johnson's statements about Representative Kelly are patently false. Mr. Kelly has not spoken to Johnson for the better part of a decade and has no knowledge of the claims Mr. Johnson is making related to the 2020 election. On Thursday, Johnson said Troupas contacted him by text message on the morning of January 6, 2021 to get a document of Wisconsin electors to Pence. But didn't our pal Rojo get, you know, sort of confronted, if you will, at the General Mitchell International Airport? And if I understood some of that confrontation, Rojo said, well, you know, I was only involved for 2 minutes. Well, those are the criminal 2 minutes, though.
Yeah, and 2 minutes can change your life.
It only takes a couple minutes to rob a bank, right? The 2 minutes, those are the important 2 minutes. The one where you're saying, you know, give me all your money, or in this case, Hey, VB Pence, do you want these fraudulent, corrupted, fake Trump electors that I'm more than willing to hand off unvetted to you? And then I'm going to go lie to the press about it, tell them it's a non-story 5, 6, 7 times. But really, as the truth continues to come out, it is a story. Because it's a story of, you know, co-conspirator corruption, insurrectionist action, breaking of a constitutional oath by a U.S. senator. I'd put him down for that one. Or this man is so moronic, which is also a possibility. He just doesn't freaking know what's reality, what's happening in his life, where these papers came from, who's my chief of staff, what day is it. I'm old. I'm confused. But he's also out there going after DHS today, Mayorkas. You know, there's a leak out there. I forget the specifics of what it is that Ron's accusing others of leaking about. But, you know, Ron's got sort of a history and might be trying to, you know, sort of change the conversation. A little bit of coverage on the confrontation at General Mitchell International Airport. That happened late Friday. After a self-described progressive political strategist confronted Rojo about his effort to give Vice President Mike Pence false elector paperwork. Lauren Windsor, a liberal activist known for her hidden camera exposés targeting Republicans, began videotaping Johnson after he got off his plane from D.C. She asked the Oshkosh Republican to respond to his statements from Thursday in which Johnson claimed the false elector paperwork came from U.S. Rep. Mike Kelly. You know, the allegation that Kelly's office said, hell no. First of all, we all see what actually transpired, Johnson told Windsor, referring to Kelly's rebuke. Obviously, we believe it came from his office. I never spoke with the congressman. I never said I did. He added, you got to find out what his staff, who might have talked to my staff. That's all I have to say. End of story, right? End of story. A little bit more here. Is there more? So you're saying that your chief of staff normally acts in that way, that they would not make you aware? We believe he tried to talk to Mike Kelly's office. Then Windsor tells Johnson he was playing a role in the overturning of our election. Johnson responded, I played a 2-minute role before saying, I did not. Please go away. Come back, more devils. Attorney General Josh Call, my fine guest next.
Say, man, you got a joint?
Yeah, I was not involved in this at all.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
Why don't you just leave me alone?
I wish you weren't a liar.